We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Pleased to be joined here today by Dr. Charles Tabor, who's the Provost, Executive Vice President, Kansas State University, and talking about enrollment and recruitment, what the university is doing here to turn things around. One of the big things was hiring a chief enrollment officer, which was done, I think, maybe about a month ago, in Karen Goose.
Karen Goose, yes.
Okay.
So Karen will be arriving in November. Great hire. We're really excited about what she can do for us. The strategic enrollment management project I was talking about in the last segment is really a highly technical, data-driven, way to manage enrollment, which includes, using survey data and other inputs to really tailor your message to students. There's technical aspects having systems that can reach students on their cell phones instead of the old-fashioned way, So there's all sorts of things here that we need professional leadership for, and Karen is a great hire. She comes from Central Missouri, so she knows the broad region. She's a great fit with us culturally. She has wonderful experience at both community college and university levels in recruiting students, and everywhere she's been, she's turned enrollment around. So we think she's going to be a great leader for us. I do want to point out, because some people are concerned about any hires that the university makes in administration, that Karen's position and other positions we've filled in enrollment management are replacements of people who've left the university. There are no new positions in this.
Okay. And, she starts in November, you said. Well, that's a pretty good track record if she's turned around enrollment at all the places she's worked at.
Yes, and that's what we're asking her to do here. She's going to lead the overall enrollment offices, which includes recruitment. It includes student onboarding at the university. That'll all be under Karen.
If I remember right, this is the first time K-State's had a chief enrollment officer.
That's right. That's right. We've had a restructure in the at the university for how we handle enrollment, and like many universities, we're recognizing that enrollment's a profession, and so we really need a chief enrollment officer with this kind of background.
All right. Well, we have another caller here. I don't know if it's the same Bob from earlier, but we have Bob from Manhattan wants to talk about the university. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Thank you for your efforts. The young people are coming here not realizing how to use that credit card, or not realizing life processes that they need to know when they get away from their folks. One of your sociology professors is telling me she had to change the curriculum to teach them how to write checks and how to make change and where the stamp goes on the envelope and all the things that they should have learned in the third grade. But besides that, then when they do have, even the parents, we've had guys bring their boys over to the frat house and tell them right there in front of us, "I hope that Aggieville doesn't steal your education the way it stole mine." Oh my goodness, the threat to the young people is just enormous. But when they get out of school, my granddaughter did the 5-year architect, and she knows nothing about construction materials, how to use them, and what their effects are. It just amazed me of all the money she's tied up there. And I'm running with a girl here in town who was within a few hours of having her electrical engineering degree, and she knows nothing about electrical applications. And it just seems to be something about their, when they get out, I think that's why the VOTEC is running over you, is because they're actually teaching the kids how to make money, how to do a job. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you for the call. We are talking with Dr. Charles Tabor. He's the provost here at Kansas State University. We talk about the way to increase enrollment, getting people in here. And I know there's been a focus on out-of-state recruiting in the last couple of years. Is that going to continue here to be aggressive going outside of Kansas?
Yes, part of the so we're given the demographic trends within the state and given the changes in the percentage of Kansas high school graduates who are going on to higher education, we really do need to look to the out-of-state market, and we've designed financial aid and pricing strategies in the out-of-state market that we think are really going to be competitive. And then anything that we can do to increase the profile, the brand recognition for K-State is just critically important for us in the out-of-state market.
Well, there's something that just happened this weekend in football, and I want to bring this up here because I know the whole nation was watching this weekend when K-State upset Oklahoma in football. What does something like that do for the university's exposure and maybe help with potential recruitment of students?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge to get that kind of exposure, to have that kind of excitement around our university. People see, the Wildcats beating a top five team on national television. This is big. Chris Klieman's first real signature win in our program. I think there'll be many more to come, and I think this is great for raising the profile. I was talking a minute ago about brand recognition. You get all that purple, all those Wildcats out there, and I think that helps a kid in Ohio who's thinking about going to engineering school. He sees K-State and he thinks, well, let me take a look and see what K-State offers in engineering. It looks like they've got a lot of excitement there. So it's very helpful.
Yeah, I know the athletics is a driving factor for a number of schools, and even me, when I was a kid, when I was looking at schools, the first thing I would think about, well, are they good at basketball? Are they good at football? In addition to, the academics, of course, but that they all kind of tie together, quality of life.
Mm-hmm. And it's also huge, I have to say, in Big 12 country. So, with some of our big feeder states, we have a lot of alumni in Texas, a lot of alumni in other Big 12 states. And so a big win like that within the Big 12 is also huge for us.
Absolutely. Well, and the success of K-State really, it's tenfold here for the city of Manhattan as a vibrant community here in the Midwest as well.
Yeah, one of the things I haven't mentioned that I love about K-State and Manhattan is the relationship between the city and the university. It's not usual. Princeton Review ranks us number two currently in town-gown relations. Across the country, we are one of the few universities that has a very positive, constructive, friendly, supportive relationship between the university and the city of Manhattan, and that's important for attracting students as well because they feel safe and welcomed when they come here, and that helps retain them. It helps bring them here to begin with. So, everything we can do to all work together to be a common community for our students is going to be helpful.
All right. Well, where do you go from here over the next few months? As far as working on the plan here and recruitment efforts.
You mean other than a few more wins?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we're doing in the next few months is really fully implementing the changes we've made. We have a completely redesigned financial aid strategy that's starting for fall 20. So our recruiters are out in the field explaining that. Web pages are coming up that fully explain all of this. We have a new pricing strategy in many of our feeder states, 150% of in-state tuition instead of the full out-of-state rate. We think that's going to make us really competitive. So all that going forward is big. And then we're also refreshing our strategic plan that you talked about a few minutes ago, the 2025 strategic plan. And we have a few initiatives in there that we think are going to be really exciting for students and for the university community as a whole.
All right. Well, we're out of time here, but I appreciate you coming on and kind of sharing some details of that, and we'll have you back on sometime down the road.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Okay. Dr. Tabor, again, K-State Provost, Executive Vice President. And we will continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.